So, yes, as you've probably already discerned, we're talking to Slavoj Žižek. And I'd like to begin by saying one of the things that I most admired you for was back when you were teaching here in New York City at the New School, you famously said, I don't want to read papers, don't give me anything, I hate students, because like the majority of people, they are boring idiots, and I cannot imagine a worse experience than some idiot comes and starts to ask you questions. So, keeping that in mind, have you seen the new Joker movie? And if so, your thoughts?
Now I will fall even deep into criminal activity. I haven't, because I have an ethical principle. My country is, as your beloved president would have put it, a shithole of a country, small country, which means you can freely download pirate copies. Mm-hmm. Nobody controls it. We are not of interest to big companies. And so I'm waiting for a good copy to be freely available to download. Mm-hmm. And here, I don't want to download it here, so I haven't yet seen it, but I read about it. And this doesn't prevent me from having an opinion on the movie.
Nor should
because,
it.
Because you know that it's about 50-50. Half of the movies I write about, I haven't seen them. No, I'm here a Hegelian idealist. I read about the movie, an idea came for me. Then I'm afraid to see the movie. It may spoil my idea. You see that it's a little bit... For example, the one, Black Panther.
Yeah.
I wrote about it. I didn't see it. Roma, Cuaron, pretentious. I didn't see it. But from what I've heard, I would be totally... Basically, I'm not saying I know the main actor is good, blah, 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 but... you know why opposed it? Because if I'm informed correctly, the movie tries to give some kind of social, psychological genesis of Joker, mm-hmm. the desperate circumstances, yeah. blah, blah, all that stuff. I think with these negative superheroes, this is precisely the wrong approach. You cannot account for them in this way. They are kind of a miracle. They are, of course, effect of certain causes, but a contingent effect. The majority of people don't become jokers. You know, even if they suffer in the same way. I remember here a line from, I think Hannibal Lecter says, when they investigate him when he is in prison, how could you become Lecter? The police psychologist looked into what happened to you, what trauma, so that you became. And he gives a beautiful answer. He says, nothing happened to me, I happened to the world, in the world. And it's the same with Joker, who is, of course, for me, a positive guy, a good idea, from the second Christopher Nolan movie. You know, precisely, if you read it, it's as if that movie, I think it's the second Christopher Nolan, yeah. The Dark Knight, where we have the famous Joker. Okay. What I like there is that Joker often talks there about his origins, but gives a series of inconsistent narratives.
Yeah.
Once he says this, then he says that, father beat him, father didn't beat him, whatever. And I think this is a nice way of mocking this history of origins. I don't believe in them. I think something always emerges, something new, as a miracle. Second thing... Why I think Joker is a good Marxist. You know, he is precisely fully identified with his mask. It's wrong to look for the real person behind. And I admire persons who don't play this dirty game. That's how you succeed legitimizing brutal dictators. That you say, and you can of course say about anybody. I'm sure Hitler probably liked small children and dogs and cats and whatever. No, of course, if you look closely, no matter how bad guy, had at some level a good warm heart for something and so on. That's the wrong approach. The truth is in your mask. The truth is in what you are doing. So that's why my psychoanalytic teacher, now dead, Jacques Lacan, my favorite anecdote about him is the following one. He acted publicly in a very affected way, this complex French phrase. He was playing a role. Then I knew some people who knew Lacan intimately and asked them, okay, do you discover then a private person? He can be funny, ordinary. They told me, no, in private he's exactly exactly the same. I like people who know you search in vain for a mask of humanity and so on and so on. I don't believe in this. This is why, let me make another jump. It's all the same line associations. Why? One of these politically correct multiculturalist statements that make me explode in rage is, an enemy is somebody to whose story we were not ready to listen. So I always say, that's good to know. Hitler is our enemy because we were not ready to, you know. And my point is not only that his story was also horrible intimately. My point is that I think the intimate stories we are telling ourselves about ourselves are usually a fake. The truth is in what we are doing, for example. Going to my ex-country, Yugoslavia in general, I was years ago obsessed by the motive that behind every terrible crime, ethnic cleansing and so on, there is a poet or a religious leader. Because, you know, it's difficult for people to be directly evil. As Steve Weinberg, the quantum cosmologist, said, without religion, good people would be good and bad people bad. You need religion if you want good people make bad things. You have to offer them a strong vision and so on. And that's why, again, I don't buy all this stuff. And that's, for me, the truth of Joker. He stands for this absolute identification with the mask. Now you will say, but wait a minute. In Batman 2, Nolan's, his demand is, I will continue to commit crimes in Gotham City till Batman takes off his mask. Mm-hmm. But again, the point is not, let's see the real Batman. He gets it that the whole power of Batman is in his mask. And so he wants to, destroy Batman. You know, which movie is the truth of all this? My favorite, Jim Carrey, and I appreciate him very much. I'm very sad that now he goes down. The mask. Do you see? He's an ordinary weak guy. He puts a mask, he becomes like a character from cartoons and so on. My big dogma is that there is more truth in the mask than in alleged authentic person, whatever bullshit. That's why I'm not against any this psychological genesis. Mm-hmm. But you know which is for me a true counter-Joker movie? Did you see, I quite like it, that Shyamalan's second Unbreakable.
Yes,
there, I did.
The point is not mask, what is behind the mask. The point is that the superhero Bruce Willis cannot accept that he is a superhero. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And his problem is, my God, am I real? He resists it. That's a more interesting topic. But Joker, in the movie, they opted for this old-fashioned genesis, mm-hmm, of what happened to him. It's a false approach. But maybe I will see it. Although, if you cut it short, then it's gone.
But no, the movie's bottom line, The Mask starring Jim Carrey. That's the truth
of all these movies. Yes. That's the one that I like. And it's even psychologically, it's deeply true. I know it from my experience how masks work. Maybe I was an evil father, although my sons love me. When one of my sons was small, I approached him with a mask. He was afraid. Then I put the mask off, like, hi, look, your old stupid cunt face of a daddy is here. He laughed. Now comes the mystery. So he knew what is behind the mask. Then I put the mask on, he was afraid again. He was right. Psychologically, yeah. Because I think that, in a way, it's a much more refined psychological mechanism. I think the true mask is our everyday stupid face. There all our restraints, limitations, fears act. But if you put the mask on, it means I can drop my control. Paradoxically, a mask means I can be who I really am. Even my psychoanalytic friends told me, that's why you can tell things to the psychoanalyst which you would never have said to those who are close to you. It's a foreigner, you know, you gain, mm-hmm, a distance. And that's why also people like to confess in others whom they don't know. I take this quite seriously, but again,
taxi drivers, things like that.
Yeah. Although, I never do this. I don't like to confide in general. I'm a pessimist here. I never want it applied to me, psychoanalysis. My idea is this one. If you look deep into myself, as in any person, you discover some disgusting deep shit. All the petty egotisms and so on. So let's leave it there.